Hello and welcome to Riley on Film. I'm your host, Damian Riley. I've written two books so far and currently I'm on my third. I'm not in film or on film, yet one day, who knows, lightning could strike. I am a bipolar professional here putting up my thoughts about human life. I hope you enjoy your time here. Namaste and God bless you. Mr. Sardonicus, what can I say about this movie? You have a greedy baron who retrieves a winning lotto ticket from his father's grave. It comes with an enormous price. His face is perma-frozen into a hideous Joker-like grin. This movie was pretty good. I really enjoyed it. It reminded me more of like a series type of horror, like See You Next Wednesday kind of a thing, but I guess it's just a movie. So the story of Mr. Sardonicus, you have this guy at the beginning talking to the camera, talking to us, the audience, about like what we want to happen, what we expect to happen, and then at the end it's like choose your own adventure. He asks us to vote. And I guess in theory, it's like a puppet show or something where he says, what do you think, kids? What should we do next? And in the end, we decide the fate of Mr. Sardonicus. Very dark. He tortures people that he lives with. His face is disgusting looking. Very, very grisly looking. And this wouldn't be for kids, for sure. But I guess at the end, it's sort of like he gets his comeuppance. But yeah, definitely interesting black and white film from 1961. I've been kind of probing the depths of horror movies of the 60s, and this one came up. So, it uses the idea of the mask. That's always a good trope, because you really don't have to have anything scary under the mask. Some movies, they don't ever show what's under the mask, but it's just scary to think about it. Reminds me of the Phantom of the Opera. So the mask idea is there. It's interesting. And then you could even take it to the point to where you could say we all have masks. We're all trying to cover up our unsightly things. His wife says at one point, it wasn't your unsightly face, you know, alone that made me hate you and fear you. But what's inside you, what, you know, your feelings and the things that you think are so hideous to me. And that would be the hardest thing to hear, I would think, from your wife. So, yeah, I mean, it's a good movie. Like I said, it probably could have been done as just like kind of a serial thing, like a 20, 30 minute episodic type of thing. But it is a movie, and it goes and goes and goes and goes, and I couldn't turn it off. I had to see what was going to happen. So, yeah, if you check it out, you might feel the same way. This one was on Tubi with ads, and I will see you next time.
Hello there, and thanks for listening to Riley on Film. I'm your host, Damian Riley, finding his way between bipolar and this crazy messed up world that thinks Trumpism is religion. But thanks for listening, and I hope you'll come back, and I accept all people, love all people, love all people, and I will see you next time.